They fucked in your bed too.
No, they fucked in your bed.
Dude, they fucked in your bed
now,
too.
Now, here's what happened. You know, I guess I gotta come clean.
All right, I'm about to come clean.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking stays this room twice.
And then I fucked in Alejandro's room.
Yoinks. Yoinks!
Alejandro just put that mic in my ass. Welcome back to another Pull Out Podcast episode. I'm your host, Steezy Kane, here with Alejandro.
Yes,
where,
sir.
Where are the other guys at?
Oh, yeah, dude, where are they?
Oh, what's up, guys?
So,
on the balcony.
Balcony boys.
Yeah, you should say, oh, this is Steezy and Alejandro featuring the balcony boys. Which, yep.
In this aren't we like, when this guy also our fucking roommates, how the fuck are we in the balcony?
Dude. I have no fucking idea.
Balcony boys. Wait, but before we get into anything, we have a Patreon, by the way, that is in the link in the description. Patreon.com/pullout podcast if you're listening on Spotify, blah, blah, blah. We have features such as exclusive episodes and a Discord where you could talk to us once we're when we're available. And we give out free merch every month.
Every merch drop.
Oh, every merch drop.
Yeah, every merch drop.
All right.
Speaking of... Oh, we can talk about that.
Yeah, thing. Not yet. There's okay. A new drop coming, but it's top secret right now.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. But how come you guys are on the balcony?
We're just a bunch of pussies, that's
what. Procrastination Station, one-way ticket, and it had my name on it. I waited till Sunday to edit the video.
Same.
Damn.
And when I uploaded, I had 2 hours left before midnight, so I'm like, oh, I'm good. Same. And then I get 6 emails in a row saying YouTube has blocked your video due to content copyright.
Now, you know what I do before I upload a video or before I even start editing? All the songs that I have in mind, I screen record them on Spotify, and then I upload them on my old, like, 15-year-old YouTube account to see if they get copyrighted.
Here we go. He's getting ready.
That way.
He's getting ready to blast it.
That way I know before. What are you doing, Alejandro?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh. So Dennis said you're getting ready to blast?
I don't know what he's talking about.
He was looking at me. He was like this.
Oh, okay.
He's about to say
no,
something.
Nothing, dude. I'm just saying they're going to sleep out there with one blanket. That's it.
Well, no, one two blankets because I'm not going to cuddle with this guy.
Yeah,
why not?
It's fine. We're going to do one blanket each.
What? Yeah. Each of us have
but
two
you
blankets.
Can't be wearing jackets. We said no jackets.
No, we didn't say no jackets.
Dude, let's not make it hard. The balcony's already
this fucking
the balcony's already hard enough.
I knew the minute he leaned in because the entire
you,
week
you.
Like I was gonna do the balcony on Monday, by the way, but he said, oh, we should wait till Steezy gets back. Well, I had the idea. This whole thing, you had no ideas. I created this whole thing.
What the fuck?
I literally said, you know what? It'd be funny if we'd shoot the podcast and me and Dennis are on the balcony and you guys are there and that way we could promote the podcast.
I know I'm the real idea guy.
It's fine. So I get the credit. And basically, he said, no, let's wait till he comes. And then the whole week, he was like, all right, you guys are going to be naked. No fucking blankets.
Yeah, dude, they should be naked.
No, let's not make it hard, dude. Oh my God, I keep making noises. But another thing that I was going to bring up is we should move the deadline to like Wednesday or something. Because I know there's going to be a lot of times where we're like fucking scratching to like finish the video on Sunday or even Saturday.
Dude, you get a whole week. It's
no.
Same thing.
No. But the last 2 weeks I posted on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, yeah, Saturday and Sunday. And the weekends are the worst days to post.
Well, maybe that's on you. Film faster, dude. Edit faster. Dude, you still get a week.
I guess
no
you're
matter
right.
What you do.
No,
you
I guess
still
you're
get
right. I guess you're right.
But dude, you just came back from Austin.
Yeah.
Oh,
why
my
were you in
God,
Austin for so
dude,
long?
Come on.
So
was this about a girl? Because dude, me and Caesar were supposed to come back on Monday.
Well, explain that story. So you guys left, and then I'll explain what happened here at base camp, and you explain
fuck.
The Austin, okay?
Oh,
so man. I have a few things that I want to touch on. Now,
it's all for me.
When did you guys leave last week?
We left on Thursday.
We left on the 6th. I think that was Thursday. And I was going to be there for 4 days, but then Christian was going to come to Austin, and I wanted to film with him.
Christian.
But there was a little gap in between. So
and you filled it with what?
I
what did you fill it with?
I don't want to get too much into detail, but I just had a little fun.
Oh, but yeah, bro.
Sexual.
What the fuck? Why?
Sexual.
You guys are like hyping up so much.
Question mark.
It's not even that crazy. But yeah, then I extended my flight, and then I filmed with Christian, and should I bring up the story right now?
What story?
I
mean, why not?
The bridge story?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, me and Christian started filming, and I wanted to kind of recreate my pier jump video. Instead of, I wanted to jump off a bridge in Austin. So, oh my God, bro, that video was so stressful to film because I was on that bridge. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep going.
Cause yeah, I was on that bridge.
Zoinks. You were on that bridge. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. Bro,
oh, you almost had me. You could have gotten me. Okay.
Oh. I was so confused because out of nowhere, Phil just goes like, zoinks. I was like, huh?
Yeah, my bad, dude. I interrupted the story. You were saying it was stressful because you were trying to jump off the bridge.
No. So it was stressful because, dude, I realized how lucky I got on the Santa Monica Pier video.
Why?
Because... the girl in that video, it was first try. Now in Austin, bro, I was on that bridge for 2 hours because you gotta get them to fit in this small opportunity hole of like the girl to say no when you ask them for your phone number, but also say yes to you jumping off for it. So what happened was girls either you said yes to giving me their phone number or they said no to both. So they were like, no, don't jump off the bridge, that's dangerous.
Oh my God.
And then they'll just walk off. 2 hours. And this is like constant, like going up to every girl I see.
So you faked it or what?
No. That's not part of the CZ Kane brand, Alejandro.
Dude, I'm just asking.
That's part of your brand.
Damn. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Fake everything, dude. That's my deal, dude. Money equals happiness. Fake everything you can do, but keep going.
Well, anyways. Authenticity is key.
So you were walking up to every girl for 2 hours and like one of them finally said no, I won't give you my number if you jump off the bridge, and they said yes because they thought you would not do it. Is that why?
Yeah. But I was trying to make it a little bit different. I was going up to moms and like grandmas because
Holy
I wanted
shit.
The title to be like jumping off the pier for a grandma's number. I thought that would have been funny.
Yeah,
but I ended up going up to a guy.
What?
Hold on, wait. I ended up going to a
There's
guy.
There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Why are you guys worried?
Yeah, it's just out of character for Steezy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why I am surprised.
All right, so I ended up going up to a guy because he had a sexy ass girlfriend, and I was like, hey, what if I jump off this bridge, can I get your girlfriend's phone number? And he was like, you know, he didn't think I would do it, and he was like, yeah, sure. So yeah.
What did she say?
I think that's even a better title. She said yes too.
So
you got the number.
Yeah.
So you're gonna fuck this girl?
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully.
Wait.
No,
before
I'm kidding.
We do
I'm
that,
kidding.
Can we see how she looks?
He already fucked her, dude. He already, that's why he stayed longer.
Oh, okay.
No. That's not why.
No, but wait, what happened? Why do we keep interrupting?
Alright, so now here's the crazy part. This is where I fucked up and I kind of learned something about myself. So I wanted this thumbnail when I jumped off. It was so dumb. It was so retarded. I wanted a thumbnail of me like jumping off the bridge and my arms were crossed while I was looking at the camera and the downtown skyscrapers are like behind me. Pretty cool idea for a thumbnail, but I focused too much on that. So when I jumped off and I passed the camera, I just started falling and I didn't tuck or anything because, you know, I just couldn't process everything. Landed literally the worst way possible. Landed on my upper back and my neck. Hurt so bad. And everybody on the bridge said it sounded like a gunshot.
Fuck.
They said it sounded so loud. Christian was filming their reactions.
Yeah.
And he said he was scared because he couldn't check on me.
Oh.
Because he was filming their reactions. So he couldn't like go and like look to see if I was okay. Because he said it sounded like literally like a gunshot.
Damn.
So yeah. Super painful. It was excruciating pain. As soon as I hit the water, there was like 2 seconds of complete fear because one of my biggest fears is being paralyzed. I thought I was paralyzed for like 2 seconds. I swim up, I'm moving, I thought I broke my back. And I remember saying out loud, I was like, fuck me, fuck me. Everybody's like applauding and I'm just like trying to swim to a pillar. And I think like I just fucked up my whole spine and like everything's fucked up. I get onto the pillar and everything stings really bad, but I'm moving and I'm like checking myself and I'm like, oh wait, hold on, I can move, okay, this is good, it stings, but like I think I'm good. So then I just start swimming to shore, which is pretty far. Like I was about to gas out.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, which is fine. Like if I would have, I would have just went on my back and floated.
Yeah. But
I remember like when I got to shore, I was like out of breath, like bad. And then, yeah, I didn't feel anything because of all the adrenaline at first. Everything was numb. But when I got in the car and we started driving back, my spine felt like it was on fire. Like it burned really bad. And that night was just so painful. I couldn't move anything. And I expected to be like 3 to 5 days of just like complete soreness. But I woke up the next day and I could barely feel any pain. And I could like move around my neck everywhere.
Dude,
so grateful.
That's so sketch because I guess whenever everyone sees a video, they'll see the angle. But the way you fell, because I know that shit is tall as fuck. And I think after 50 feet or something like that, we're talking about it. Depending on the angle.
Concrete.
What?
Water turns into concrete.
No, it doesn't turn into concrete. It's still water, Dumbo. Yeah,
it's still water.
Then why do you keep saying that?
No, I don't say that. It feels like concrete.
Yeah.
No. It's the same shit.
No. But I could say when I hit the water, that shit literally felt like a wall.
Really?
It felt like I just hit a solid object.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worst pain in my life. Maybe not the worst pain in my life.
What's the worst pain of
your
life?
Scariest pain?
Maybe it was the worst pain because I can't think of anything else.
By the way, if you guys hear the rumbling and the environmental sounds like the folly, it's just we're next to a loud ass street. Because I feel like they're going to be like, where the fuck are these guys filming it? You know, we have the fucking balcony door open. So
the past two podcasts, too, because the other one was on top of the mountain.
Yeah. So you got a whole very immersive auditory experience.
There's some guys that. They film their podcast, every single one outside, so.
Yeah. Fuck them, dude. They're dumbasses.
Yeah, fuck them. They don't exactly know how to fucking do podcasts. This is a temporary thing, okay?
Obviously.
Yeah.
We'll see, right?
But yeah, I guess to switch the...
Wait, what's the worst pain you've experienced in life? Alejandro was asking.
Dude, I don't know.
Was it the pain of heartbreak?
Damn.
Maybe.
Was it like when your dick gets caught in the zipper?
Oh my god! Have you ever had that?
That doesn't hurt that bad.
Oh, because they're circumcised. That's why.
Oh yeah.
Well, if it gets caught in the zipper, it doesn't.
It still can get caught even if you're circumcised. It happened to me one time.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Did you bleed?
No, I just fucking hurt like a bitch.
Damn.
I'm trying to think of things that hurt.
But yeah, what's y'all's worst pain?
I would say when I got surgery on my wrist, the doctor fucked up and he gave me 25% of the painkiller dose that I was supposed to get. And I thought it was something wrong with me because I was taking them and I was like, dude, I don't feel it kicking in. And it literally felt like somebody was like stabbing because I've gotten cut before.
Fuck.
And it felt like somebody was stabbing my nerve like every 30 seconds. It was like,
I can't even think about that, bro.
Dude, and it was, I was pale. Like my brother freaked out. He was like, dude, call the hospital. So I called him and the doctor was like, who the fuck prescribed you this? You need like, they were giving me like 20 milligrams. I was supposed to get like 100 milligrams. And then it was a shit. Once I was on them, dude, I was cruising, you know, like if I was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, everything was tripping out, but it felt great. And I understand why people get addicted to painkillers. But yeah, that's my worst pain. What about you, Dennis?
Punching a goalpost and then breaking my finger. It's pretty hard.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why did you punch? Yeah.
Just, you know, soccer game. Got pissed off. You know how that goes.
Yeah, did the pain piss you off even more?
Wait, is the pain piss me off even more?
Yes.
That's what I said. I hold the mic closer to you, dude, because I know it's...
You got to talk louder.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically... Wait, what's the question again?
Did the pain piss you off more?
Oh, no, dude.
What? How does a game piss you off, but the worst pain you've ever experienced doesn't piss you off?
Because maybe the pain... you self-inflict, but the pain of losing the game is some other people fucking up in your team.
I guess, yeah.
What about you, CZ?
I think jumping off that bridge, honestly. That shit hurt really bad. I can't think of anything other, another pain that I've had in my life, except like, I don't know, getting popsicled on a skateboard. That shit hurts, and that's happened to me a lot.
It's what embarrassing the fuck does that mean?
It's like when you do a trick and then the skateboard goes vertical under and like you land on it on your balls.
Damn.
Shit hurts.
Get your popsicle.
I've bled from that before.
Now I know it's called getting popsicled.
Yeah. But another thing that happened in Austin. I was getting coffee with somebody. Remember that Twitch streamer that hit me up?
Oh yeah.
By the way, this Twitch streamer hit me up.
Is she a guy or a girl?
Guy or a girl?
But she's a professional chess player, which is I've never heard of a professional chess player on Twitch.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. So we got coffee and just kind of like connected. And I just noticed like how different the Twitch world is. But that's not the story. So,
How different is the Twitch world? What do you mean?
How did you guys connect it?
Oh my gosh.
What?
So I don't know. She just said like, in order to like have like a successful stream, you need to stream like 5 days a week and 5 hours every day, which is crazy.
What
the fuck? Imagine sitting at your desk, fucking thousands of people watching you constantly, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week.
I guess it's not that bad because we have to edit for like 6 hours every day.
But also, dude, imagine being able to like, you have to watch everything you say. You have to make everything perfect. You can't make any like awkward, like, I don't know. I can't do that.
I guess so.
I get nervous when I go on Instagram Live. But yeah, we were getting coffee. And for some reason, this whole Austin trip, my stomach was acting so weird. So I got coffee. And then after we were done connecting, I go in my car. And
wait, what?
Whoa.
No, because Dennis is like making it weird.
I don't know, but like, if you say
that. Well, you just made it weird.
This means sex.
Yeah, we just connected.
No, when you do this, it means sex.
No,
how
no,
did
no.
We connect?
It was It was purely, how do you say the word?
Legal?
Platonic.
Yeah, purely platonic.
Did you say business?
Just say strictly professional.
Yeah, professional.
Sure. But yeah, I go in my car and then I'm like on Instagram for a while. And I kind of fucked up right there because my stomach's acting up and I just drink coffee.
Right.
And 30 minutes later, it just hits me and I just clench up. I'm like, oh shit, I have to take a shit like right now. So my hotel was like 15 minutes away.
Right.
So it was like
driving or walking.
It felt like it was coming out. Okay. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to make this shit, but let me just try. I put the car and drive, and I started driving like this.
Yeah,
fucking all my muscles clenched up, literally like shaking. I'm like, it the shit's coming out, it feels like. And I'm just driving. It's so hard to drive like that, and it'll eventually go away sometimes, but then it comes back like real quick. And I just remember like people at the red lights like looking at me so weird, and I was just trying to hide myself. And somehow, bro, I made it to the hotel. I don't know how.
Damn it.
But, so 15 minutes later, I drive into the garage, and then I get out fucking like walking with my ass cheeks clenched.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And I go to the elevator, and of course the hotel garage elevator is separate from the elevators that go to the room. So I have to get out at the lobby, walk to the elevators, and hoping nobody gets in with me.
Right.
And then I go up to the room and I make it. I don't know how the fuck I made it. No shit in my boxers or nothing.
Well, how was that feeling of just releasing it?
Amazing. But, bro, like, when I tell you, when I was sitting in the car in park and it hit me, it felt like it was just going to just explode
come out there.
Imagine holding that for 15 minutes.
You should have let it come out.
No.
You were by yourself.
That was my mom's car.
You're just by yourself.
I can't shit on my mom's seats.
No, you're shitting in your pants.
It'll bleed through the pants.
Was it that bad?
It was a big ass shit. It was diarrhea and shit.
Oh, shit.
It sounds like a fun time.
I wonder, I don't know. I don't know. It's funny to think, like, from her perspective. Like, she just kind of got coffee with me and, like, you know, the different perspectives. Like,
oh yeah, like it cuts to her just walking, having a normal life, and then
normal time, and then it cuts to me like fucking driving, trying to not shit my pants.
Dude, shit in your pants is... I've never shat my pants, but I've come dangerously close to it. And the thing about shit in your pants is when when you start feeling it,
oh yeah,
you immediately know,
right,
danger zone. This is not good.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like it's so instinctual. Like, you have that feeling, and it's like, oh, you know, normally you would just be like, oh, I guess I have to go take a shit. But when it kicks in like that sort of way, you're like, I have 36 seconds before I need to implode. So I know that feeling of panic, because I remember like running one time. I was like, I had the runs, and I'm like running to the toilet, and I felt like it was one swooping motion where I pull my pants down in underwear and then sat on the toilet. And like, it was like a James Bond movie. And as soon as my cheeks touched the toilet, it was like takeoff, you know?
Uh-huh. I mean, I've been in traffic stuck in Austin, dude. I needed to go really bad. So I just pulled to the side, went in the back of my truck, pulled out a fucking plastic bag, and just did it right
no
there.
No fucking way.
Dude, that's so like during fucking traffic, disgusting.
I'm sure people saw me, dude, but what am I going to do?
Yeah.
That's so fucking disgusting.
There's nothing
bro.
To do.
Oh my God.
You got to do what you got to do.
Wait, Alejandro, you didn't answer. What was like the worst pain you've experienced?
I think I've been pretty safe, dude. I stay away from pain as much as I can.
Wait, well, get a load of this guy, the guy who stays away from pain most of his life. Anyways, dude, that's not the question.
Wait. What about when Phil was wrestling you? You look like really in pain.
Nah, that was no pain. I mean, that was just like, I was just
so
mad.
That was all an act.
I was just mad, dude, that he fucking did that and now I can't move my neck.
So that was fake. Everything was fake.
No, but there's a difference between me in pain and can't moving your neck. It's a huge difference.
Dude, you were complaining for 3 days. Fucking
yeah, dude,
Phil.
I can't move
can't
my neck.
He did that.
That means it doesn't mean have to be painful for you to complain. It's like, dude, this is fucked up.
Wait, hold on. Back to the shit thing.
Yeah,
real
back
quick.
To the shit thing.
Real quick. Have you guys ever tried to like sit on the toilet with your pants down and everything when you need to take a shit and tried to hold it in just
what
to see if you can?
What? Okay,
fuck,
dude.
Bro, this guy's a fucking alien.
I told you he's a dude. No, I told you he's
bro,
a fucking
why
alien.
Why would you
dude?
Do that?
No, bro. It's
you're like, next, hello, fellow okay. humans. Have you ever sat at the toilet?
That's not so dangerous for your body.
No. Okay, look. Bro, next time you take a shit.
No, I'm not going to do this.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Next time you take
either.
A shit. Try to sit on your toilet and try to just like, just hold it in. Try to hold it in for 30 seconds.
I will not.
It is impossible. Your body just knows when you're at a toilet and it's like, no. It like pushes it out for you. Like, what the fuck? There's water right there.
Right.
I mean,
what
that's
does water
the brain
have to
is.
Do with anything?
That's
the
how,
toilet.
That's why some people work better at an office or even work out better at a gym. Because it's just like your brain is like, oh, this is where we do this. So I think that's why, like, as soon as you walk into the bathroom, it's like, all right, let the gates open, even if you have diarrhea. So you could be literally take a step into the bathroom, shit your pants down.
I guess so.
Dude, the worst is having either diarrhea or having to go to the restroom while you're on a date.
No, I'll
that's
give you,
the fucking worst.
I'll give you
dude.
A worse one. I don't know if you guys got this in high school, so it happened to me. So I go to my friend's house. And well, I guess it is similar to the date thing where I liked his sister and we were all having dinner.
That's like, fucked up, dude.
I mean, what?
Savage.
I like his brother. Is that what you want me to say? But anyways, I was there and we're having dinner with the family and I forget what we were eating, but I immediately knew it was the feeling. And then I fucking felt it and I was like, excuse me, can I use the restroom? And they're like, sure, it's right there. Now, so we're sitting right here. The restroom is where the mannequin is.
Why would they sign it like that?
Now, when I saw that, it pissed me off. Because I was just like, if I walk in there, I know my body is going to be like, oh, we're ready to go. But I know the thickness of the door is not sufficient to, you know, keep the sounds inside. So I were to go on full blast, that shit is like a fucking Metallica concert in there.
But why would they do that? Why would they put the restroom next to the dining kitchen?
Well, they had another restroom upstairs. Now, I can't say, hey, let me use the restroom upstairs, because then everyone knows, oh, he has to take a shit. But the thing about it is, like, I don't want to go to the restroom because I know my body's going to tell me that. So I'm just going to literally hold it in.
What the fuck?
For like an hour or something like that, right? And I was just like, I'll just go later. And but then the fucking mom is like, no, come on, feel free. This is your home. You know, if you have to use the restroom. And I was like, shut up, bitch. Like, why are you pressuring me? Like, why are you forcing me to go to the bathroom? But yeah, I remember I was just like, no, I just finished eating. It's not that big of a deal. I forget what I said. And I guess he was like, okay, you know, he's a little bit shy.
You know what helps? Stroking your cock, dude. I figure out that in any situation.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
No, dude, just stroking your cock helps, like, get your body out of anything. Like, if you need to take a piss, stroke your cock. If you fall asleep while you're driving, stroke your cock.
No, that is true.
I never tried that.
It doesn't work with shitting.
You sure?
Yeah, because I've stroked my cactus whenever I'm driving and I'm sleepy. Like, I'm...
And it works.
Dude, it works like a charm. I'm just like, oh, you know? And
then you get like 30 minutes of extra
boost.
Dude,
you do get... It's like a shot of Red Bull or something.
I have Horizon.
And yes, with of course, when you're trying to take a piss and you get horny, like, because blood blocks it off. Like, you can piss with a boner on. There's a reason why. You know, because... the urine sterilizes where semen goes through, so it would kill all the sperm.
I just imagine someone like needing to take his shit really bad. He just starts like just like jacking off.
No, it worked. I'm telling you, next time you take a shit, just start stroking it, and you won't.
No, because now you're horny and you have to take a shit.
No, but it delays the shit. It delays it.
Dude, we're screaming all this shit and our neighbors are like, what is going on down there? Literally, we're saying, hey, stroke your cock while you're asleep or whatever.
Dude, I wonder, like, if you're ever, like, when you're scared, if you start stroking your cock, if that goes away. Like, there's a demon in your house, right?
Yeah, no, I think... you might be right. You might be right in my way.
The demon walks in and sees you. All right, yeah, I'm definitely not possessing that guy.
Dude, stroking your cock makes all your problems go away. All of them.
Yeah. Depends on where you do it. Location is very important.
Yeah.
That could get you in some trouble. What is the weirdest place you guys have masturbated?
What kind of question is that?
I'll open with this. I'll answer. I'll go first. Let's make it like one of those TikToks. All right, guys. Tell me the weirdest place you masturbated. No, because we're talking about... What do you mean came out of nowhere? We're literally talking about stroking cactuses.
Dude, I thought we were talking about balcony. How the fuck we talk about masturbation, dude? What do you guys got me into, dude?
Listen, we're talking about jerking off here. It's not off topic.
Well, here's the question. Have you seen someone jerk off?
Oh.
Like, walked in on somebody jerk off. They're like, I guess a friend or a family member that you're like, whoa, dude.
My dad.
Holy shit. No fucking way.
No. Oh. I don't think I've walked in on anyone. I know I jerked off at Bible camp.
Holy
and fuck. The doors of the bathroom. You know how they have like a huge gap at the bottom? For no fucking reason, by the way. Whoever designs the public bathrooms pisses me off.
Yeah, what's up with
that?
You
know the gap at the bottom where it literally, if you do this a little bit, you can stare directly into the person's eyes?
Right.
What is the point of that? Why don't they just close it off?
I know.
Anyways, I jerked off with my back to the door. So for all I know, if somebody was like trying to peek in, and it's like Bible camp, so people are fucking with each other.
Right.
Yeah, so if anyone saw me, it was probably the pastor, and he went and jerked off himself. Now, I haven't seen anyone. Have you? Your brother.
I'm trying to think. No, I don't think so.
I've seen you.
Yeah, multiple times.
I seen Steezy one time. Yeah.
Have you actually seen?
No, I'm probably joking.
I'm not joking.
You've seen Steezy?
I've seen fucking Steezy masturbating. All the way in Texas, dude.
Well, all the way in Texas.
Yeah, well, how does the story
why
go?
Did you say it like
how
that? That's starts. How you know it's
how,
a lie. Well,
how does the story go?
So I think I was going something to ask him. You know, because I used to like ask a lot of questions about videos to Steezy's room, and he would always get mad about it.
Right.
Anyways, this one.
Yeah, because I'm like, why the fuck are you in my room asking me how to like
change the title?
Dude, no. You don't know how to change the title?
He would ask a bunch of dumb questions like
dude,
that.
Dude, I wouldn't ask. No, like, he's just making excuses to cover the story.
You wouldn't ask to ask
anyways,
a question.
You know, I walk into the room.
I'm excited to hear this.
I'm walking to the room. The fucking, you know, I guess he was taking, I don't know what the fuck he was doing there. But his door was a little bit open at the bathroom. I'm walking in, dude. Slowly, no, just fucking around.
Wait, hold on. Why are you walking in slowly to Steezy's restroom?
Well, I was like, he's in the room. I was just, I'm gonna make a joke, you know. I'm about to walk in. I'll be like, yo, what's up, fucker?
Are you trying to scare him?
Yeah, like scare.
Oh, okay.
So this motherfucker stands like this, dude. There's a fucking toilet, dude. And his door.
Dude, put the mic closer to you.
And his door is like fucking right there, like just that way. Right?
The restroom door.
So you can, yeah, see.
this motherfucker joking off, bro.
To in the mirror?
No, like into the bathroom.
Wait, what? Hold on, hold on.
Into the bathroom?
Oh, in the toilet.
Into the toilet, yeah. Into the bathroom. Yeah, dude. And I was like, I can't believe I just saw that, dude. I went back and I tried to delete the fucking
footage.
The footage out of my fucking brain, dude. But like somehow I just couldn't delete it, dude. So I've been like,
somehow I couldn't delete it.
Yeah. So
did you actually see me do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, dude. I literally saw
have
you jerking
have you done
off
that?
One time.
Jerked off into the toilet.
Like I never.
Of course.
That
sounds like. Of course.
Dude, I never. Shit. I never wanted
dude,
to.
I just he's all embarrassed right now.
Dude, I never like, wanted to bring it up, but I was like, you know, this is the boys. This is perfect time. It's podcast.
Oh shit! That's crazy. That dude, you saw him jerk off.
Yeah, dude. I was like, if I was filmed that.
How long did you watch me?
No, this is what happened.
You just stared there like. Dude, you see Dennis go like this, dude.
No, this is what happened.
Dude, like, you should have gone behind him.
You should have recorded
wait,
it, bro.
Wait,
yeah, I would have recorded.
Wait, was my door open?
Yeah, your door was fucking open like this a little bit.
Okay, no, that has to be a lie.
You saw it through the mirror.
When I jack off, I make sure everything's closed.
No, sometimes
locked.
You forget. Sometimes you forget.
Yeah,
you
know? That was
not me.
No. That door was open. Like,
dude, this sounds so serious. Not playing, dude.
And this fucker, I'm telling you,
into the toilet. That's a specific detail.
Yeah, dude. And this fucker's like I walk in and I was like.
Was
oh
he completely naked or just pants down?
No, like his pants was like half of that. You know, like when you stand up, bro, and you're like your pants like, you know, by your fucking knees.
Right.
And dude, this fucking jerk.
What time of the day was it?
It was in the middle of the day, bro.
In the
your
middle,
eyes
are so big open
day,
right
in
now.
In the middle of fucking
Jeez,
day.
Dude, who jacks off in the middle of the day?
I remember he didn't even have a desk that time. He didn't even have a desk here in his room.
Shit.
He only had a bed. And and he's like, you know, his old fucking.
What was he jacking off to? Just in his head?
Dude,
was he eyes closed?
This is where I walk. No, dude. Dude, I walk in and this guy like. It was just like a second thing. And I was like, dude, I can't believe I just saw that. I didn't know how to bring it out, bro. Didn't think how to bring it up.
Wait, yeah. But I don't understand.
But then Hooligan moved in and I was like, you know what? I'm like, I can't say it, dude. Because then, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, but like.
So let's say it in the podcast.
Wait, but I don't understand
then
how.
You literally got caught with your pants out.
No, but I would never leave my door open.
Dude, it happens to all of us.
And he also had like his toilet kind of like little closed. So you can't really like.
Yeah.
You know, see his dick or anything. I didn't really see his dick. But dude, he was like this, dude, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know what someone jacking up. You can tell.
I walked in a second and I walked out. I never wanna like I was waiting for a perfect moment to bring it up.
Standing up?
Yeah. But no.
That's a move. All right.
So, but now I had to expose you.
Does nobody else jack off like that?
No, I mean, yeah, dude, I jack off.
I mean, dude, I
stand
up jerking off too sometimes, you know.
Yeah, in all positions, dude.
What the fuck? No, I do the reverse cowgirl on the fucking toilet.
What do you mean?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
wait, what?
So you know how you sit to shit on the toilet? I sit the opposite way and I jerk off into the toilet.
What do you mean?
Dude, that's
hold on.
This is so personal for a podcast.
I just imagine
but
that.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Reverse cowgirl? Like, are you the girl?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
So you're facing towards the.
I mean, I'm a girl
flusher.
I'm a girl with a cock.
I was about
I guess.
To say that exactly.
You know what? I think I'm gonna start putting toilet
and
paper
almost said the
around
same
the handle.
Yeah. Flushing so you're handle. Towards the handle.
Yes. So how do you sit?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
How do you?
Oh,
yes,
see this toilet right here, the thing that you push a button.
Yeah.
He's like facing it like this with his penis.
And you're sitting down.
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
That's interesting.
Basically, dude, when you he's just sitting down.
What you did on this toilet?
Which toilet?
This in your room toilet.
Is that why Dennis always kept saying?
Oh
it smells
my
like someone
fucking
off?
God, dude!
Is that
you
why
like
you always keep saying that, dude?
I'm gonna have to start to put toilet
dude,
paper around the toilet.
I don't come all over the toilet.
But just think about it: if you're jerking off and there's a
hey,
moment
hold
that
hold on,
you
be
can't
honest with me. Hold on, be honest with me. Have you jerked off in the room?
In the room?
Yeah.
No, only in the toilet.
Oh my god!
That's in the room.
What do you mean, dude?
That's in the room.
Dude.
But now in the room. Yeah, I can't do it in the room. I don't know why.
You
know what
you
mean?
Talking shit about him jerking off in the toilet.
But toilet is not a room, though.
No, you were giving him shit for jerking off in the toilet, and you were jerking off in the toilet.
Dude, what if you did it back to back?
Yeah,
that would have
been wild. Dude, that toilet got a lot of action. We got to give it like a plan B or something.
No, dude, every time I jerk off, I make sure my toilet is
in the toilet.
Dude, I'm going to have to start putting toilet
paper
around.
Your guys' sperm meets in the sewer.
It's like, oh, what's up, dude?
It's just like... just mixes together.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to keep this jerking off conversation going.
Yeah, this is like a David Dobrik Views podcast.
Yeah, well, let's go back to more wholesome things.
Let's get back to the fucking.
Now, hold on. I have something I want to bring up.
fuck? He put his hand in his pocket because you guys like touched hands.
Y'all touched hands?
Dude, you gotta zoom in on that when you edit
it. You touch him?
Yeah. Well, I did this.
And then I saw Dennis just go like this.
He's jerking off.
Dude,
you're
about relax.
You're about to sleep together, dude. So,
I jerk off
every night.
In the balcony?
Oh, shit.
So, I gotta bust it up before I go to cut some Z's, dude.
Wait. I have a question.
Natural melatonin.
Wait. Like, every time you close a door when I'm trying to get to the room, are you jerking off?
No, I do that because I don't like people fucking with me when I'm on the toilet. And I know how everyone is in this apartment.
Dude, if you close a door because you know you're going to jerk off.
Yeah.
Because, people like me and Alejandro, they will fuck around.
No, not necessarily, because I do that even when I'm taking a shit or a shower. I literally always lock it.
Huh.
Hmm.
Why? Because you're afraid?
I just say I can't sleep unless, if I'm in my room, I can't sleep unless the door is like locked or closed. Like, I hate open doors while I'm falling asleep. Like, I close the bathroom door and the closet doors and everything because I picture it, you know, his hand kind of coming out of the door and then hit half of his face, you know, with the silhouette.
Wait, but what was the question you were going to ask?
No, I wasn't going to ask questions. I was going to bring up the fact that, okay, so you guys were in Austin. Wait. We got Austin, CZ's version of Austin. Like, what were you doing, Alejandro?
I was just working on my videos, dude. Just thinking of ideas, being focused. Dude, I'm literally the most focused out of us four now, dude.
Bro, relax. Changed.
Calm and, down.
Yeah, I mean, I played poker, won some money, and then just flew back.
Okay. So, what can
Did you
give
hang with
a,
your family?
Yeah.
Give a 60-second pitch to what your new channel is.
No, I mean, we've talked about this. I review films.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did talk about it. Never mind then. Well, anyways, so I guess you were having fun over there. We're also having a lot of fun here, me and Dennis, you know?
Yeah, what were y'all doing?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I'm about to get blasted.
Dude, you're not going to get blasted. I'm just saying.
Oh, I know it's coming.
Dennis, this is what happened. So you guys left Thursday, and...
Dennis did a little falling.
You know, he... Dennis is like, hey, we gotta bring girls, you know what I'm saying, and all this shit. And I was like, hell yeah, dude, you know, mm-hmm. let's have a little bit of fun. And I told him, you know what, dude, I bless you with my bed. If you would like to partake in any sexual activities on my bed, you know, we're brethren now, we're brothers, so go ahead, you know, just make sure to be respectful, wash the sheets, which he was always very respectful, which I appreciated. But now one thing caught my eye. I was just like, I keep seeing. So the first night I saw this girl walk in, I was just like, oh, you know, very nice girl. Hello, how are you doing? The second night that he brings the girl, I'm like, oh, I guess it's the same girl, which is fine, you know? I was like, nothing like a consistent streak, I guess. Now, the third night.
And are these back-to-back?
These are back-to-back.
Oh, my Jeez. God.
Now, the third night, I see another girl, you know? And it's, oh, I was like, oh, that must be someone else. It's the same girl. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm just like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I guess I love, you know, the chicken al pesto pasta that we have at this restaurant all the time. It's fine if I have back-to-back some days. So I guess he's having the same dish back-to-back. Now the fourth night.
Oh my God.
Wait, let me think how many times she was here.
So what happened the fourth night?
Now, the fourth night, he didn't spend it here, right? So I was just like, oh, he's out and about. He was just like, oh, I'm going over to this girl's house. And I was like, all right, dude, go have fun. And then I come to find it's the same girl. Now, he's having so much fun, dude, that I'm like, of course, dude, there's no roasting. It's all positive vibes. He's happy. I'm seeing he's happy as fuck. And I'm kind of jealous. I'm like, you know what, dude? I wish I had that, so go ahead, right? And then fifth night.
No,
I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was going to stop at three.
I wasn't expecting that. No. Night number five, I'm just like, okay, dude, this is, I don't want to bring it up, but it's just like something very frequent. And the fifth night, that's the moment I knew he's probably going to wife up this girl, right? Yeah. He's going to link
here
up with her.
Here we go. That's the
point. And then I asked him about it. I inquired. I was just like, hey, so do you like this girl? I mean, it seems like you guys are going to lie. He was like, no, man. No girlfriend for me. Focus on videos. Fuck girlfriends. I'm the kind of guy who can't be tied down like that. You know, this whole speech. And I was
after
like, you know
he
what?
Just, you spent five nights with this girl.
And you know what? Sometimes you're hungry. and you don't care what you eat. So I was just like, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But the sixth night.
No, that was not a sixth.
Bro, there's no fucking way.
And I think this is when 100 was coming.
Is this still back to back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I think it is.
Oh my God.
Then after that, I was just like, oh, they're for sure like this, right? They're for sure going to link up. And I think that was the night that we had like the pause sign where you guys were playing beer pong and shit like that.
That was on Saturday. Because she kept, well, the first night.
No, yeah, that was the third night.
Dude, put the mic.
Well, she came here on Wednesday. She slept here. Then I took you guys to the airport. And I think she slept the Thursday night.
Yeah, correct.
Friday night. That's where we played beer pong, I believe.
Yeah, and she also stayed here. Saturday, I think, is when you went to her place.
Yeah.
And then he came back Sunday. I think Sunday you were still with her.
Yeah.
And then Monday, I know she was here. We got a fucking...
Oh, yeah, I showed up Monday here.
Oh, no, no. Wait, what? Oh, yeah, she slept here the Sunday, too.
Yeah.
Where was she sleeping if you were sleeping in your bed?
Oh, I mean, he was in my room.
Yeah.
Where were you sleeping?
Well, on the couch. No.
Damn.
Oh, no, no, no. What am I saying? No, because I went to some girl's place a few of the nights. So it wasn't
maybe
like back to back.
Maybe we should just say the truth.
They fucked in her bed, dude. They fucked in your bed, too.
No, they fucked in your bed.
Dude, they fucked in your bed,
now,
too.
Now, here's what happened. You know, I guess I got to come clean.
All right, I'm about to come clean.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucked in Stasia's room twice.
And then I fucked in Alejandro. So here's what happened. I got, there's a package that came in the mail, and I was like, oh, this has
to be. Stacey's getting pissed.
Bro, I hate when people fucking.
No, I'm just kidding. It was only Alejandro's bet.
Keep going.
No, I swear, bro. I got a package for. And it had like Caesar's name on it. And I was like, oh, let me just put it in his room because I wanted to keep the general area clean.
Right.
And I do this and I was like, oh, I guess he's.
Yeah, locked. We locked our doors because we knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I show you the trick on how to open them.
No, you didn't show us the trick. Dude, it's so simple. These are so simple to open. Now, what happened was like, it pissed me off that I was just like, dude, I would never do that, first of all.
Dude, what? Lock your door so random people don't come in and steal your footage or equipment, camera equipment?
No, but you knew we were going to be here.
We're going to bring girls. That's why I locked the shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that is reasonable. And to me, I was just like, dude, this is so annoying. Like, this is so fucking dramatic.
Before we get this, Phil did it first.
Dang, you son of a bitch. I respected them. When y'all were gone, I didn't do anything in any of your bed or his bed.
I didn't do anything.
I'm glad
in your
I don't
bed.
Have a bed.
No, you just did.
I didn't.
He just said you did.
No, but he's just fucking with you. I opened the doors because I figured out how to do it. So I just put the shit. I never really like use your room or whatever. I was just like put the fucking.
What do you mean really?
Oh.
Well, because I went in there and I was just like, okay, I fucking was able to open
it. Oh, he hasn't slept. Oh, we should have waited for him to sleep in the bed. Dennis, fuck, keep going.
But yeah, no,
Stacey, I didn't do it. Only did Alejandro, dude. Because he was talking shit, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to give back to him, and I did it.
Well, anyways, long story short, so Dennis, do you have a girlfriend?
Wait, so you opened the door for Dennis to get in my room?
No, no. Like, here's the reality. He never fucked in your bed or your bed.
No, I did.
No, he was just using my bed. I went to your bed to sleep because I was just like, dude, I'm not going to fucking sleep in the couch the whole time. So I just went and lay there.
I mean, it's fine. I don't mind.
You know, and so nobody really fucked in your bed, dude. Stop being fucking dramatic.
Did you fuck in my bed, dude? I don't mind.
Yes. No,
there you go.
When did you fuck in his bed?
Well, dude, she was here for fucking 5 days, and we were hanging out.
I didn't even know this.
Dude, come on.
I told you I'm going to... You were like, yeah, go for it. And
I thought he was kidding.
Oh, yeah, right, dude. I mean, I don't mind, dude. I don't mind.
No, I didn't touch your bed. I was just, you know, in the room.
Are you smashing the room?
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't touch my bed, dude? Because it kind of smelled like Russian Dennis.
No, it smelled like Phil Gilbert.
So you slept in my bed.
That's what I'm saying.
With
no,
the girl.
I went in there because he
was... With the church
what the
girl.
What the fuck are y'all saying?
Did you check
this? This is what happened.
Dude, Dennis is confused.
This is what happened. This is what happened.
Hold on.
Wait, let me explain. I'll be the truth. Okay, this is what happened. The girls
the
come
truth,
in here.
Truth.
We play beer pong. And then, you know, I buy this $100 alcohol, dude. You know, I was like, dude, me and Phil gonna go Sunday. You know, we can play beer pong. You know, having fun with girls. this motherfucker gets his food, he gets shots, and he just goes to Alejandro's room. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? There goes $100, just trash, dude. So much alcohol.
So
you
Phil
know?
Went with his girl to my room.
In your room.
You son of a bitch.
But I didn't
dude.
Fuck there.
What were you doing there?
Oh, we were like eating because like I wanted him to kind of.
Do
like
we all know when a girl gets to the room dude, and the door is locked, we all know what's going on. Magic.
The reason, here's
magic
the only
is
reason,
happening.
It
magic happens.
It wasn't out of morality. It was just the fact we're getting very fucking specific.
But on
here.
Boys, I was just making a joke. I didn't fuck in Stacey's room. I was like, dude, I can't do that
dude,
to him.
That's oh, why yeah. you can fucking trust this guy.
No, no, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, here's no, what no, I swear,
that's
swear.
Probably the right thing
no,
to
no,
say.
No, no, I swear. No, I swear. I never fucked.
No, dude. I mean, bro, I know you're now like switching it up.
What do you mean I'm switching up?
Now I think you fucked in my bed.
No, no, I didn't. I didn't. I knew.
No, there's
no,
nothing
I just
you can do
to
change my no. thoughts now. No. I think you fucked in my bed.
Well, go check it out.
So
dude,
now I'm
going
to have to change my sheets and Venmo request
hold on,
you
hold on, but you
for my new
you
sheets.
You can't smell it and see if they did.
Wait, okay. Why if I FaceTime Maddie right now and we find out? She's going to say Alejandro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, because he doesn't have to tell her. He can just ask, hey, by the way, where did we smash? Because she doesn't know she told you.
Yeah.
So she'll probably tell the truth to Dennis.
Yeah, I didn't fuck in your room 100%. I was like, dude, I can't do this. It's easy, bro. But I did to Alejandro because I even told Phil, I was like, dude, I'm gonna fucking Alejandro.
Then why would you say that?
I just wanted to get a reaction. We're filming a podcast, dude. Who gives a fuck, dude?
I mean, dude, of course, because you get so fucking uptight about everything.
Yeah, because I knew it's gonna get in your head.
No, I get uptight about semen, other people's semen in my stuff.
But it's
Stizzy
is fucking mad, bro.
Dude, I put the mic down and he's sort of getting heated. No, but the reality.
Dude, I didn't fuck that in your room.
No, no one fucked
hey,
in
it's fine,
no.
If y'all did, it's okay.
No, Nana was dead enough.
I mean, we all
room.
Need to get out of a comfort zone.
Well, dude, because like I knew I can't fuck with Alejandro. Because, like, me and he would just get in a fight, we'll argue, no, we're gonna laugh, and then he's gonna do the same thing, blah, 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 right? So I can fuck with him. But I know I can do that to Steezy because he gets barred.
If you smash Steezy's room, it's okay.
No, I didn't, dude. I couldn't do it. I had a plan, but then I was like, fuck, I can't do it, bro. No, Steezy, I can't just do it to
story.
Steezy. But I can do it to Alejandro, you know?
Yeah. So what? So is that
motherfucker
how
fucked in my bed, dude.
Dude, I didn't fuck in your bed.
Now I want to fuck in his bed because you did it.
I didn't do it, bro.
Dude, why do you keep talking? Did Phil
do
it? You're switching in and out.
I mean, the Steezy's room was open when I came back.
No, here's a timeline of what happened.
Yep, that's what I noticed.
Dude, I didn't fuck. I swear, bro.
Here's a timeline of what happened. Whenever you guys left, and I had to put the package in Steezy's room.
Right.
I fucking noticed all these motherfuckers do it, and I was like, dude, this is pissing me off. Why they do it? I'm gonna see if I can open it. So I figured out a way, and I opened both rooms. I go in. I'm like, all right. Sounds good.
Here we go. They're making up like shit. Just so
no, no,
they
true
can,
story.
Like, cover
true
for
story.
Everything.
True story.
Dude, why are you?
Dude,
why,
I mean,
are you
I was
gonna
say, why would you get mad that we locked our rooms? Right, I don't understand.
Let's do it the same.
I don't like
so
hold
much
on,
stuff
too
in
many
our
people
room.
Why don't you just put the packages in a cabinet
yeah,
or some
the
shit?
The cabinet.
Okay, no, so basically, since I was sleeping,
why are you? Hold on.
Since I've been in Phil's room, he basically brought his blankets and shit like that, and he just put on your bed. And
I mean, I don't mind.
He was sleeping there, yeah. No
I
one touched Steezy's room.
Just didn't want
the door was just open.
And they would steal my shit. When y'all were asleep, they would take an SD card and his hard drive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, but I'm just saying.
I hid all my shit anyways because I knew y'all were going to open my room. So even though I still hid all my cameras, all my shit, I hid it.
Yeah, that's another reason why I locked mine because random girls, yeah, don't want to fucking sacrifice equipment.
Yeah. I mean,
dude,
every time
never
you,
brought
you,
it up.
When you bring a girl here... Like, of course, you're with her most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when is she out of your sight?
Yeah, but just
when
in
you're
case.
Asleep. When you're asleep.
Yeah, but you all know how I sleep. Any
how
movement, and I wake up.
Not anymore, dude. I've noticed you don't do that anymore.
Yes, I do.
Since you've been with Maddie, dude, you sleep like a baby now.
I'm not sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah, dude. Because I've been up.
Well, anyways, the whole point of the story was just like... It was just like, all right, these motherfuckers challenged me with the closed doors, so I'm going to fucking open them.
Yeah, okay.
And I took a video, I think. I'll find it on my phone where I'm walking in and I'm like, ha ha, you fucking stupid bitches.
Right.
I opened the room. And by the way, if you're actually OCD about it, literally your blanket is the exact same shape that it should have been as you left it. I don't know. I'm OCD like that. I recognize like different pattern connections, but I'll find the video in any case. Dude, CZ's video was like a fucking mess. Like his room, I was like, dude, I'm not going to bring any fucking...
Yeah, same,
I would
dude.
Have to clean
the
it.
Fuck?
And I was like, fuck all that. Alejandro's room is fucking impeccable. So I was just like, okay, this is nice, you know?
Yeah.
And this motherfucker was like, he really liked this girl. I could tell her. So I was just like, I'll let him smash in my room. I'll just sleep in Alejandro's room.
Right.
Make sure like everything is clean. The time I was with the girl in your room, we didn't have sex. Now, the reason why we didn't have sex, it wasn't because of my good morale or anything
she
like that.
She has a period.
It was on her period, and I was like, dude, that is so fucked up if it's whatever, like if it gets messy.
I mean, you so could have done it, dude.
No, huh? But I was just like,
no, that to me is too much. Around, yeah. I didn't do it.
Not to me too much. So, yeah, next day we moved
on.
What
the fuck was the point of them bringing this up?
Dude, because we know, like, we're going to get in your guys' head.
Well, dude.
Yeah.
They fucked in a room. Who cares? They fucked in a room. What do you want us to do, bro?
Dude, this is why I was like, if I'm going to tell Steezy I fucked in his room, he's going to get bar hurt.
They fucked in
I'm going to get in his head.
I don't mind. It's just a fucking bed. It's a blanket you want.
No, I understand. But the reason I brought this whole thing up is because Dennis, I was illustrating how, like, Dennis got a girlfriend. You have a girlfriend now.
Oh yeah, so how?
Oh yeah, I got a girlfriend. It's been we've been fucking for 2 weeks straight. Not even kidding, nights and fucking.
Oh my god, calm down, dude.
And I'm in a relationship now.
How do you feel? Like, are you happy?
Well, I never been in a relationship before, so it's kind of like weird, like calling a girlfriend.
Oh, dude, I know you're in love, dude. You like that?
No,
dude.
Whoa. Love is a big word. It's like saying the N word, all right? In public.
You're in love, dude. You're in love, dude.
I'm not in love. I say I like this girl, but I'm not in love.
Do you have a nickname for her?
Nickname? No.
What do you call her? You just call her Maddie?
Well, sometimes I just like say fuck her. What's up, fuck her?
You don't say
that's the worst thing you can call your girlfriend.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying. I never been in a relationship. All of you guys know I'm just be like, okay, I'm just gonna fuck and I'm just gonna be like, okay, bye, right? But then, you know, I guess I find my, you know, same, I guess we have like the same, you know.
Souls?
Like things that we do, like, you know, and yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's happy, dude. It was cool. Yeah, it was cool.
But I'm not in love. You're I like love, this girl, dude. But yeah, I'm not in love.
Fine. Would you guys, I mean, we've talked so many multiple times about, you know, not being in relationships, focusing and all this other shit, but I feel that we're not really in control of that because you can run into a girl that you really fucking like. But who knows? I mean, do you think a lot of those kind of decisions, it's like consciously or you just slowly happens and one time you're like, oh, I guess I'm in a relationship.
Just don't go outside. You're never going to meet a girl.
Yeah, dude, that's so weird. I can't look at women anymore.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Well, I do look at it, but it's like, fuck, dude. I keep forgetting I have a girlfriend because I'm like so used to like being like a fucking horny dog.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it's like it's hard. It's like I keep forgetting, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I just stopped, dude.
So how long do you think you're going to go without, like, sex, Alejandro?
No, I'm saying, like, right now, it's just, like, it's so... Now I understand Steezy. Now I understand why he never care about girls. It's so easy, dude. Once you're focused on videos and your fucking goals, it's so easy to not even think about girls. It honestly just seems so dumb how much time one wastes on dating apps and messaging girls on Instagram.
It's like, but dude, don't you think that's part of like the whole human experience? It's no. Saying so, you're wasting time going to the beach.
The way I'm
going to
go about it is, dude, I'm going to live my life. Like, dude, I want to focus on my videos and shit.
Yeah.
And if during the day or somewhere, dude, you happen to meet a girl, you treat it normally. You're not going to hit on her or nothing. Just like, fuck it, dude. Basically, dude, they have to make the move if they want to talk to me. They have to make the move. No longer making any moves, dude. I'm focused on my goals, doing everything. That's it, dude. I'm past messaging girls.
Okay, what if a girl does make a move on you, then what?
I mean, she'll probably have to make a lot of moves, dude, because I'll probably be like, today I'm editing, a lot of moves. I'm doing this shit. I mean, it's so easy now to think that way. But, dude, when I started, it was hard. But it helps deleting all those dating apps, dude. It helps so much in all the dating apps.
Yeah.
Unfollowing every girl on Instagram helps so much. Dude. All I see is the Pull Up Podcast on Instagram. That's all I see. So you don't get tempted when they post an Instagram story or a post. You don't get tempted to message them because you're not following anybody.
Yeah.
You're not even checking their stories. It's just like, oh, dude, you pull up Instagram. There's nothing to do. You pull out your phone. No one to message. And yeah, you just move on to posting videos. So I don't know how long it's going to last. Hopefully till I reach 1 million subs. And then, yeah.
I wonder, like, why 1 million subs? Like, everyone always says that, like, oh, $1 million, 1 million subs. Like,
yeah, dude, that's when the real problems start.
But I'm saying it's like a good metric. It's like, oh, dude, I have a plaque now to show my 1 million subs.
Okay. That's so the worst then, reason.
Yeah.
What?
I could be like, my goal be like 100 million, you know, subscribers.
No. I'm saying, like, if your goal is to get the plaque to show people that you have 1 million subscribers.
No, I'm saying it's a good, like, metric. Okay, I reach 1 million subs. I did something.
And then now you're going to start downloading dating apps and then you're going to start going on the downfall?
No, I'm saying that's when I'm like, okay, I achieved something, 1 million subs. Because it is an achievement.
Yeah, but that's...
You have to figure shit out to get to that point.
Yeah.
Is that an easy thing
to get? But I think there's a lot of YouTubers that reach 1 million subscribers and then they just die.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What, dude? Are you talking about Steezy?
You put the
eyes on that.
No, what? I wasn't. No, you put the eyes on it, dude.
But no, I mean, I'm just saying. Hopefully, I can keep throughout my whole life.
Yeah.
This way of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's a balance, right? Yeah. I think that's it. It's like anything can become a vice. I mean, sleeping too much, having shitty diets, so you're always tired and you think you don't have enough time. But it's like, no, you're eating like shit and you have a poor sleeping schedule.
Right.
So, yeah. No, I mean, I get that. Definitely, especially girls can spiral down quickly. Now, I want to bring up the fact that Steezy looks traumatized right now.
Yeah, he is.
And he's like spinning the bottle, fucking, so I'm trying to figure out what's going through his head.
Dude, I think he's just trying to throw down on me. Steezy's for fucking, no fucking pissed. Reason.
No, I'm not pissed.
Dude, I'm disappointed. dude, I was making jokes because I knew you're going to get mad, like, and I'm going to get in your head, and you're going to be thinking about it.
I brought you into my home. Open my arms for you, and this I can't do the accent. Yeah, and this how you repay me.
Well, yeah, that's why I didn't want to do it. I was like, yeah, dude, Steezy already did a lot of things for me, dude. I was like, dude, I can't do that to him, bro.
Yeah, me neither, dude.
Yeah, so
I still think you fucked in my bed.
No, I didn't, dude. I promise you. Like, I had a plan to do it. I was like, dude, I could do it, but then I was like, and then I just like think about like what Steezy did, and I was like, dude, that's boys, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like for Alejandro, you know, because I know me and him fucking around.
Yeah, but I still think you fucked in my bed.
I knew I'm going to have to make a joke because I'm going to get in his head and he's going to be thinking about the whole night.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
I'm not sleeping in my bed tonight.
I mean, you can sleep with us on the balcony. Three of us will be warmer, you know?
I'm going to throw all my sheets out, buy everything.
Oh my God.
You're being so dramatic.
Yeah, no, I have
so
to. Dramatic. Bro, literally, dude. Like my brain will not let me sleep in that bed now.
But I mean,
like it won't.
Dude, if I had a bed, bro, I'd probably be like, yeah, this is a go, fucker, I don't care.
No, I mean, that's fine, but that's your personality. I don't know. I just like, now there's a barrier in my head. Like,
I just can't.
It's like that with like the forks and shit like that? Is that?
Yeah, I guess okay. So.
No, I mean, yeah, we're just
semen, man.
Okay, we're pretty good. It's an hour in. Let's just do one more story and finish it up.
I mean, we could just end it right there.
Nah, let's just do one more story. Dude, whoa.
About what?
I just got deja vu. Have we done this before?
Dude,
I literally, bro,
what?
I've literally this same setup, everything. It hit me.
I know
me
exactly what you're saying.
This happened before.
I get that sometimes.
Do you think whenever you get deja vu, it's like a past life or a glitch in the matrix or some shit like that?
Do you think we did that in the future?
Dude, the same setup, dude. I saw it like 3 months ago.
3 months ago?
The same shit. This, that.
But what is that? What does that mean?
Like what's happening on right now? Like I got deja vu that this happened.
Maybe
before.
You imagined this, how you were gonna do this, maybe like a week ago or 3 days ago.
No, I mean,
you're like, okay, I'm gonna film this podcast with them on the balcony. You were envisioning it, and you probably reinterpreted that as a memory.
No, I mean, I got deja vu.
Well, what's deja vu?
When
it could be like a thought of you planning something,
right?
And your brain just kind of like sees it and thinks when you were planning it that was a memory.
Yeah, I mean it could be that. Yeah, I don't know what deja vu is. Basically it just means you've seen this before or you felt this feeling.
Yeah.
What is something that I've asked this question before, so never mind. I keep thinking about like one of my favorite bands just posted their touring schedule for this year. So I got really fucking excited. I'm like, right. Oh, Kings of Leon, like they're passing through LA and Austin. So I might like get tickets. It's like 4 months ahead. So it's just like, man, I miss shows so much. There's just something about like music that, I don't know, brings people together in such a pure way. And like you're so in the moment.
Let me ask you this question, dude. If you could choose between phones existing.
I was about to bring that up. Like, Yeah.
Obviously phones are not like the old phones, you know,
where
Where you could send one message and just answer calls or these things. If someone gives you a button like, yo, Phil, you can decide to get rid of all these things.
Yeah.
Just go back to normal phones. Would you do it?
I probably would because, I mean, we're watching Adventureland, the movie, and we're talking about like how cool it is that there's a party. It's based in 1987, I think.
1987, yeah.
So, like, you see nobody with smartphones, obviously, and shit like that. And I remember that's how I grew up. Like, I didn't really have a cell phone until I was, like,
14, and even it was a fucking hunk of shit cell phone. It wasn't like, you know, an iPhone or anything like that. So every time I used to go to like a quinceañera or a party or something like that, it was the best feeling because you would link up with your friends, you would talk to the girl you like, you would go dancing, and then you would walk outside and, you know, like make out and shit. And it was, dude, I mean, it was pure bliss. It was the best feeling in the world.
And it's not like you can just say, oh, dude, I'll just won't use my phone. It's not the same.
It's because not the same.
People had different type of social skills back then.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Would have to know how to talk to someone, how to start a conversation, how to keep it going, because they don't have the excuse to pull out their phone either.
Yeah, if you guys have ever been to a party, just look around.
Everyone's on their fucking phone.
Dude, everyone's on their fucking phone. They're like, oh, I guess awkward time initiates. Let me numb myself out. Yeah, like, they go into sim mode, basically.
Check the same shit. No one's checking anything.
Yeah, opening Gmail at the club.
Yeah, dude, like, just fucking open up the mail. And it's like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I honestly think, like, that definitely fucked up a lot of people's heads. It did fuck with mine majorly. Because for the first 17 years of my life, I didn't have it. And now I can't really be without it. And it's like, that's definitely not good. Anything that is so fucking dependent like that. What about you guys? What do you think?
Well, what was the question? I blacked
out. Like, if you would rather, if you could click a button and no smartphones, basically, like, you can't pick it up. I mean, you could still call people and shit, but there would be no smartphones.
Basically, there would be no social media.
Yeah, no social media, I guess.
I think we'll all be, like, boring with no social media.
I mean, some parts would be boring.
Some things are boring even with social media.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Like, the only difference is just you kind of numb yourself out. It's not like you're entertained. You're just like,
right.
You know, like absorbing whatever fucking blue light and other bullshit that's transmitting. Steezy tweeted this and it resonated with me. We're just like, oh, the best ideas come in the shower. Because it's like one of those moments where you're just forced to be there. Like, you can't really be on your fucking phone. You can't really be doing anything else in the shower for the most part.
You could be jacking off.
Yeah, but even then, you're fully present while you're jacking off.
Right.
Like, and yeah, whenever I'm in the shower, I think that's one of the reasons why I like 30-minute showers.
30
like,
minutes?
Dude, I take an hour-long shower.
Well,
on average.
Why?
Dude, I just like...
Do you sit there?
I go in there and I just forget to clean myself. And I just sit there because the water feels good. And I just, like, meditate without trying to. And almost all my YouTube ideas have come, like, from me in the shower.
Look at Dennis. He's on his phone right now.
Dude. You're on your phone?
And I tweeted that while I was at Christian's place because once I got to Christian's place, I took a shower. And I just noticed, like, because I didn't really have a video idea. I just was in the shower and... The video that I filmed the day after, like, everything just came to me in that shower in like 20 minutes.
Wait, what? How long was the shower at Hooligan's house?
Huh?
How long was the shower at Hooligan's?
Probably like 40 minutes.
40 minutes? This fucker told me, hey, when you can come any day you want, but make sure you take 10 minute showers.
Yeah, I mean,
and he let you do 40 minutes?
Yeah, because he's got subscribers and you don't.
I guess, yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm trash. I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, the shower is like a little incubator. For sure. It just feels like this place where there's nothing except you and your thoughts.
Yeah, I try not to play music in the shower.
Yeah, I don't really play music in the shower either.
If you play music, you don't have any thoughts.
Yeah, because you're still getting some sort of stimulation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. Like, this last video that I dropped, or like 2 videos ago, the fucking theme that kept getting bombarded was like meditating, because... Especially now, it's so fucking hard to just be, like, and think about things. But anything good in life, especially, like, whenever it comes to business or, like, health and everything, you have to, like, think. And, like, we never pause to be like, all right, what are the videos that are coming up? Like, what kind of schedule do I want?
Dude, I remember this. I remember when Steezy brought the cake to Dennis for his birthday.
Yeah.
The first thing Dennis did was pull out his phone and start recording...
That's memories, dude.
And I'm like, dude, give me the fucking phone,
Just think about famous
look
guy.
Bring you the cake and blow out the fucking candles.
No. Wait, just think about this famous guy.
Oh, shit. And he does this. I'm like, dude, what the
fuck? Dude, famous guy's bringing a cake. You're not going to film that?
No, you're not,
fuck
dude.
Fuck you, dude. You're a fucking liar.
Bro, be in the moment.
Dude, I bet if a Weeknd just brought you a fucking cake right now, you'll be recording.
I'm not the Weeknd.
Well, whatever. I mean, oh, I forgot what he's listening to Asher. Okay. Asher, dude, brings you a
Usher,
fucking...
Usher, by the way, for anyone
who gives a fuck. Why the fuck would Usher be bringing me a cake?
Well, I'm just saying,
if Usher's bringing me a cake, he's probably fucking me in the ass, dude.
What is with all the fucking in the
ass?
Yeah,
what's up with the gay shit? Why would Usher bring me a cake?
No, I'm just saying, like, if a famous guy brought you a cake, you probably would be recording, right?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, anyways, the whole point that we're trying to get is that, like, it's probably a good thing to have some time to yourself without any simulation. That way you can think of video ideas, you can think of, like, where you are in life, just be thankful, just think, just be like, oh, how am I doing, you know?
Yeah. I think this is a good place to end the podcast.
Well, hold on, I didn't answer the question of the pushing the button of deleting phones.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, because whenever there's a new invention, everybody has backlash on it. Same thing with cars. They were like, oh, these are dangerous. These are like, I don't know what all they said about cars, but yeah, everybody still wanted to use horses because they were like scared of cars for some reason.
Right.
And I think especially right now, phones are so new to where people have a huge advantage. Like us, for example, we get to use social media in a way where it benefits us. Most people, 95% of people are using social media for like some butt ass reasons, like reasons that don't matter at all, while we're building careers. So once that area gets too saturated, you know, like, and I guess you could do that with computers as well, but I mean, I think that will happen a lot slower, because when you're out and about, like, your phone can literally do anything. Record, you can fucking
build a
website.
What are you talking about? You're talking about the business aspect of the phone?
Yeah, because imagine if you gave somebody back then, like, some great musician or a great director, like in the 1800s or early 1900s, an iPhone. What would they do with it? They would obviously use it to a really great potential. So if you realize the potential that you have in your pocket, you can really use it to your advantage, while everybody else is like fucking posting OOTDs and like fucking
Dude, you're right. I mean, this is such a helpful tool.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to choose between, you know, this will bring you main money, fame, all this, but it has taken all the human connection out of everybody. And I would rather live in a world where I'm in a small town and I'm working at something, dude, and I meet a girl, or even just with your family, dude, everything just matters more. Everything matters more because, dude, this makes everything so available.
The camera there?
Battery exhausting.
One of the cameras died. All right, well, we'll probably end the podcast there.
All right.
Thank you for watching this podcast. Again, we have a Patreon where you can get bonus episodes and our access to our Discord. Is that still filming? Yeah.
Yeah, dude, my cameras never fail.
Yeah, so, thanks for watching again. Peace.
And Dennis fucking Dennis Steezy's room. Also, quick note. Basically, dude, Phil and Dennis are going to blog themselves sleeping in the balcony this whole night. And we're going to post that video in the Patreon podcast. So, whoever's on the Patreon, dude, you're going to get to watch Phil and Dennis sleep in the balcony, their blog.